It was Halloween 1968, and WKBW Radio was on the air. Sandy Beach was hosting his usual time slot when the station broke programming to announce that something terrible had just happened on Grand Island.
KB, Total News, Bulletin!
It's been reported that a large meteor has smashed into the ground along the East River Road on Grand Island, setting off a series of fires. Several lives have been lost.
Newsmen Don Lancer and Jim Fagan were dispatched to the scene and discovered it was no meteor, but a still intact cylinder with something active still inside. And then it emerged.
Sort of a monster of sorts. Not too far from where we're standing right now. We've had to get out of the immediate area.
And soon after, out came a beam, and then gas, which began killing off WKBW's news team, until program director Jefferson Kay was the only one left.
Is anybody else in this building?
What am I going to do?
Of course, the staff who were supposedly wiped out along with most of humanity were still alive and well and continued on to legendary broadcast careers. Kay, in a documentary broadcast by WNED-TV in 1998, explained the inspiration to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the original War of the Worlds radio broadcast by Orson Welles and the Mercury Radio Theater.
The original broadcast was no longer available in its entirety. It was available on an LP, but a lot of the suspenseful moments had been taken out, so we discarded that. And we thought, well, let's do it ourselves, and we'll use the original script. The original script was copyrighted and therefore protected, and CBS wouldn't give us permission to use that.
So it was rewritten and set in Western New York. But the late Jeff Kay and the late Daniel Kriegler, who directed the production, discovered that their news team, with the exception of Irv Weinstein, who had previous voice acting experience, could not sound convincing, until Kriegler, speaking here in 1998, recalled letting them approach the story as news reporters.
When real newsmen were allowed to do real newsmen stuff, make up their own lines, you told them what the story was, the details of the particular scene, and we all did, like a bunch of children, just said, let's pretend it is real, and they reported it as if it was real, and so it sounded that it was real.
The result was a 30th anniversary tribute to Orson Welles' version of War of the Worlds that today remains perhaps the most respected of all recreations. Bob Kaczynski is producer of a new documentary which celebrates the 50th anniversary of WKBW's project. Like Kriegler, Kaczynski says letting news reporters perform as news reporters made the presentation seem all the more authentic.
And WKBW Radio had a large news team and were very aggressive as a news team. So when Jim Fagan and Joe Downey and those fellows told you that there was an explosion on Grand Island, people believed them. And it was that believability that sent the show to a whole nother level. Because it wasn't just a dramatization any longer. It was actually something that was happening in real time in people's minds. You know, radio is theater of the mind, and everybody's minds took them to a place that was pretty scary.
Danny Nevereth, who was the longtime morning host of WKBW Radio, did not participate in the simulated destruction of Western New York, but did announce prior to the event that the station was about to present a dramatization. He then wanted to get home and hear it with his family.
I stopped at a donut shop in Orchard Park, and the woman behind the counter was talking to two gentlemen, and I heard them saying, did you see what's going on over in Grand Island? A spaceship or something landed over there, and they're getting all excited about it. I said, excuse me, that's just a dramatization. It's not real. And then, of course, being macho guys, the guy turned around and he said, well, yeah, we knew that. Yeah, no.
By the late 1960s, radio dramas were a thing of the past, giving way to rigid radio program formats. Pat Feldball, weekend blues host for WBFO and voice talent for numerous commercials and other projects, says it took courage for WKBW to pull it off.
When you think about the audience, KB Radio was me. I was 17 years old. So I was not thinking Orson Welles or the glory of dramatic radio. I was thinking, hey, man, I want to hear the hits. And so it was a risk, I think, for the audience, for Jeff, and for the station. But bless them, they did it.
A special screening of the new documentary, WKBW War of the Worlds 50 Years Later, will be held at the North Park Theater in Buffalo Tuesday, October 30th. It will also air on WNED-TV at 12 a.m. November 1st, just as Halloween night comes to an end and the little trick-or-treaters, the ghosts, the goblins, and maybe a Martian or two have gone to bed. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.